We all take on different roles every day. One minute you're a parent, the next a chef, or a driver. That's why the Volvo XC40 Recharge is designed to be as versatile as you are. It's fully electric and includes a 360-degree camera, Google built-in, and more. Contact your local retailer to learn more or visit volvocars.com/US. The Volvo XC40 Recharge, for every you. Some equipment optional. Google is a trademark of Google LLC.
Welcome to MGP 452. I'm Kevin. With me as ever, the Sheepdog Anna and Pab. Say hello, boys and girls.
Hello, boys and girls.
It's nearly 5 o'clock.
That was going to be my gag in a minute because I just did it in the intro. You absolute turd.
You are filth, Pab.
I'm glad Craig is recording a backup of this. Producer Craig, so he can insert me doing that joke off the cuff. I want that inserting now. You absolute turdy joke thief.
That's criminal, Pabby. You're going to be telling all our stories, all our pre-show amble that we just did for 20 minutes. 23 minutes we spent pre-show talking there, and you're going to use it all now in the show, aren't you?
You are a monster. He's practicing for the Zeitgeist Review of the Year again. He's just writing everything down so he can bring up all our bits later. You're a monster, Pab, a monster. What's more, you've ruined my moment of glory because I forgot how to do the intro halfway through, panicked, and then remembered the second half of it as I said my own name slightly longer than usual. If you listen to it back, you'll hear it's, I'm Kev, and I'm trying to remember what I say next while I'm elongating Kev. And I did it. I saved it. It was seamless, and you've ruined it.
It won't go unnoticed that Anna also stole my hello, boys and girls line either. I mean, they're both.
I just said hello. I didn't say boys and girls.
You did.
You did.
Did I?
Yeah.
Yes, you did.
I was completely.
It seems to me like you and Pabby are in cahoots.
Yeah, this
seems
is a coup.
Like, isn't it?
Have you got a beard at the moment, Anna?
Seems that way.
I mean, I say that because you're more likely to have one than Pab. He can't grow a beard to save his life. So
we had a vote.
not a beard like mine and Kev's, you know.
Pot calling the kettle, that is sheepdog. I mean.
Yeah.
Well, Pab, I mean, you're not known to be the beardy glasses one, are you?
No, I don't wear glasses.
Don't have a beard either, Pab.
That's a good point there.
Pab,
I'm scrolling through my phone. I've got like 400 photos of you here.
Yeah,
not one of them contains a beard anymore.
And it's true, you'll go to prison. And what's more, Pab, while we're picking bones with Pab...
Yeah, go on.
You've cost me money this week, you absolute monster.
I'm costing you money? Yeah, I'm not even costing you money. I've literally been off the grid this week, so what have I done?
You bought a OLED Switch, like, 6 weeks ago. So then I had to get one, and it's taken me this long to wear Anna down, and I finally got it this week.
That's not really... It's not really Anna's exactly fault, to be fair. I just had enough of you whinging, I imagine.
Until you got yours out in that hotel room, I did not know they existed. So it is entirely your fault that I then wanted one immediately and wouldn't stop talking about it for 6 weeks. That is all on you. You should know better than to show me your shiny new toys.
I'm going to lie, he's always getting stuff out in hotel rooms that then I immediately want. He got out his massive iPad, and I was like, God damn it, I want that iPad. That is great.
I think it's the only reason he comes away with us, so he can show off his new toys and make us spend money.
I will backtrack a little bit, though, Pab. The first picture I got of you, which I'm going to tweet you in private, you actually have a bigger beard than me in it. in beard order, it goes Kev, you, me, and then Anna, of course, with no beard. But yeah, okay. I don't remember. I obviously don't remember what I'm face blind. I'm looking at that going, I'm like, he's got a beard in all of these pictures. Where did that come from? Maybe you were wearing a mask the last time I saw you, to be fair. That's probably why I don't remember the beard.
I will have you know, though, Pabby, you didn't just cost me the price of an OLED Switch, because I also saw something that immediately hit me in the nostalgia senses. Because those of you who are of a similar age to me, i.e. all of you, both on the show and listening, we're all people in our 30s. That's how we do things around it. Even if you're a little bit older, a little bit younger, spiritually, you're a person in your 30s. I'm sure you remember the Game Boy official carry case thing from the early 90s that everybody had. Certainly me and my brother had one. I'd go around my mate's house, they'd have one too, where it had all the different compartments for your Game Boy and your spare batteries and a couple of games in there and your magnifier light up thing, and it'd all go into this big official Nintendo carry case. We all remember that, right?
Yeah.
I never had a Game Boy because my parents always bought my sister the things I wanted, so she had a Game Boy. I mean, I had to make do with a SNES and a Mega Drive and a Master System, but she had the Game Boy. You. I know. But I do remember the carry case well.
Good. Well, in the spirit of that carry case, as I was ordering my OLED Switch off of Amazon, who actually got them back in stock, well, only the ones with the red and the blue controller, so I've not got the white controller one, and I'm a little bit disappointed about that. I wanted the cool white controller, white dock one. But I would have had to have wait, get this, 4 days for that one to come in stock.
No.
So obviously I ordered the one that was currently in stock, because there's not a chance. After waiting 6 weeks, I was going to wait 4 more days. That would have been absurd. But they recommended something to me that is often bought with the OLED Switch, which is the Everywhere Messenger Bag, which is an officially licensed Nintendo product that is, it's a bag. It's not a hard case thing, but it's a bag. But inside the bag, it has all the compartments that you need, just like the old Game Boy case. You've got a slot for your Switch, a slot for your dock, a slot for the charger, a slot for your games. Mm-hmm. It's enormous, but it's beautiful. So I got one of those as well. So I can now wander around with my extra special Nintendo Switch bag on. And I feel so cool. I am a cool boy.
I'm looking at my Switch holder in front of me that, to be fair, I've never really used, but it disgusts me now because it wouldn't even contain an OLED, what's it called, an OLED Switch. It let alone look good doing it.
What blew my mind is it's no bigger than normal. It's exactly the same size as the normal one.
Uh-huh. I suppose they've only made the screen bigger, haven't they? Yeah, exactly.
I was so confused about that. I realised after I got the new case, I didn't need it because my old case would have been fine. Because it's the same size. But in my mind, the whole thing was going to be bigger. But of course, I was mistaken.
Were you practicing holding your hands slightly further apart? Getting ready?
I could have told you that, Kevin. I knew it wasn't any bigger.
But the screen is bigger, and that makes all the difference. Mm. And it's much louder. When I sit down in the evening to play on it a little bit with you around, you love how much louder it is, don't you?
No, you turn it off. Yeah, but it doesn't matter because I'll be getting a new TV off you, so I don't care.
Yeah, that was the price that I had to pay for getting a Switch. I had to agree to get Anna a new TV.
A new Sony TV because Andy broke one, and I love my Sony TV. I miss it so much.
So, that did inspire me to go and try and bribe Mrs. Sheepdog, but I realised I'm trying to bribe her and I don't actually have anything I want at the moment. I'm just trying to... You want
one of these bags now. I've just posted it in the Discord.
I haven't got an OLED Switch. Well, I suppose any old Switch in it.
Look at it. It's beautiful.
I mean, mine barely ever comes off its dock.
If you had one of these. You could take it out of the dock, keep it in your little bag, and then put it back in the dock when you wanted to use it.
Take it to bed, like Kevin does.
Yeah, I take mine to bed every night.
When I got it, I imagined I would do that. But I spend my bedtime reading comics, and that's the only time I read comics. So taking a Switch up there, I'd never sleep. I lay there till 1 o'clock in the morning, faffing around reading comics. And I think to myself every day, you should really go to bed an hour earlier, man. For God's sake. But I don't.
Go to bed now. It's 10:30. Go to bed now.
Now, this is the night where I'd stay up until the bitter end and then sleep all day Saturday. I like that routine.
That kind of messing around with your sleep routine is a bad idea. You should always get up at the same time, even if you've not got anywhere to be. That's proper sleep hygiene.
Mrs. Sheepdog bought me a cookie from Greg's earlier, and I didn't eat it. And I'm thinking, there's no way in hell that cookie's making it till tomorrow. I need to eat it after the show. So I'm staying up until the sugar from that's gone. As Pab pointed out pre-show, I'm already pretty wired. I don't know why.
You like processed sugar, strangely. I could eat a cookie and then go straight to sleep.
I probably could.
I understand you, people.
I'm just going to use the energy, the rush from the cookie to watch more Netflix, I suppose. That's my plan.
You're strange.
This is my late night. That's why we went through that random phase of sitting just chatting till 4 in the morning.
But I'm trying to explain to you, you're nearly 50. You don't need to have a late night and a lie-in. You could just go to bed at the same time every night and get up at the same time every day, and it would be
Kevin,
the same.
At the weekend, you don't have to move your bedtime.
But you're forgetting that if I got up on the Saturday morning, I would have to watch kids' TV all morning with the kids and faff around making them breakfast and acting like they're slave, whereas they're not here at 2 in the morning when I have the TV to myself. And I mean, Mrs. Sheepdog needs to get a bit more sensible and stay in bed with me. She gets up and starts faffing, but if she can just take the hint and leave the kids to it, when she's not here, I just leave them to it. The one who needs all the help comes and sits next to me, and he just accepts that he's not going to eat until I'm up. It's job done. Gets his sister to do it. But the other two, they just crack on with their TVs and their games and whatever. And it works nice. She just needs to follow the system. The system works, Kevin.
I believe you. I don't get up with children.
You get up every morning for children.
I get up to get on with work. It's a coincidence that I happen to make him some toast on my way to the toilet. Because Anna doesn't let me do my morning poo in the ensuite. I have to go downstairs for my morning poo. That's far away.
My routine at the moment is that I get up and I carry Ollie. Ollie's got a big high bunk bed that he never gets out of. And my options are either lay there at 7:30 listening to Mrs. Sheepdog tell him to get out of bed, or I go stand at the bed and go, do you want me to carry you down? And I carry him down and I'm back in bed by 7:32 and I'm asleep for another 20 minutes. And it makes her life easier and it makes my life easier because I don't have to listen to everybody arguing. So it's slowly coming together. The plan is just getting more and more perfect every day, and soon I'll just sleep all the time, I suppose. I don't know what the end game is.
The end game is soon you'll just die and then you'll be happy.
I imagine at some point before then I'll reach the perfect equilibrium of energy and sleep, and I'll start glowing and everything will get done. And I feel like I'm getting there at the moment. I've said it a few places, I got a new mask from a machine, and that's given me more energy, and everything seems to be looking all right at the moment. So I'm looking forward to having a late night and a lie-in and feeling good after it all. That's my plan at the moment.
Not sure I feel about any of this. Right, video games, boys and girls. Haven't played anything this week that wasn't Pokemon or Football Manager. I am a monster. Even though Halo came out this week, I did almost download it. Apparently, I paid for it at one point because Anna downloaded it on her version of Game Pass on her Xbox, and it charged me, bearing in mind we have separate Xboxes and separate Game Pass accounts. For some reason, Anna downloaded it via Game Pass and it charged my PayPal, and then she had to get it refunded back to me. So I have no idea how that's happened. So now I'm afraid to download it. To be honest, I haven't had time to download it anyway because I've basically done 2 weeks worth of Football Manager videos in 1 week this week because we booked a last-minute holiday, which means I had to get a week ahead of my videos all of a sudden. So I've not had a chance to play Halo yet. I have, however, watched Anna play it over her shoulder for nearly 3 minutes. So I consider myself something of a Halo expert if we want to discuss that.
How do we want to roll with this? Do we want Anna? Would you prefer Kevin gives us the full rundown of the game based on those 3 minutes, or do you think you want to give us
the best of the game, because there's not much difference to it? That 3 minutes, what he saw was basically all.
Well, the 3 minutes that I saw was exactly the same as the opening of the previous Halo game that I played, where you were kind of on top of a spaceship kind of thing, running around shooting stuff whilst running out of ammo and trying to get from one side of this really large room to another, jumping occasionally.
Yes. It sounds like the only Halo game I've played. What Halo is this? Are they all like this? I've played one, and not Halo 1, that's in one Halo game, and that sounds identical.
Yep. Okay. So basically, Wednesday it came out? It didn't come out till 6. I didn't know this, but it didn't come out till 6. So I downloaded 5 or 4. The one that came out before Infinite. to play for a couple of hours while I waited for 6 o'clock, and I was going through and I was like, oh, where's all the ammo? And you have to keep picking up guns and shooting the same enemies. I was like, oh,
you're shouting, reload me.
And then it got to 6 o'clock and I thought, oh, well, then I'll put on Infinite. And I was doing exactly the same thing. And I was just like, this is the same game. I don't understand what is going on. They're talking about things I have no... Because apparently it's supposed to be like a soft restart for new people to come in. One, I don't have a clue what was happening. Couldn't tell you something about a Cortana. She's not there anymore, but she's whispering at you. And it's just like, whoa, what's happening? But then there is a Cortana. She's little, but she's called Weapon. I don't understand what's going on. But basically...
When does Beyonce come into it?
I don't know. But what I was playing, is it 5, I think? I was doing exactly the same thing on 6. And I was like, I don't really like this. So I did the first couple of hours. Then I got to, like, the open area. And it's just, go here, fight these people. Go here, fight these people. Oh, there's some, what they called, Spartans over there. Go and save them. And I just turned off. And I haven't turned it on back since then. So I'm not a fan. I won't play it, probably not play it again. Halo is too large for me to get into, I think.
So we're all relying on Pabby having played it so that we don't get absolutely slaughtered on Twitter.
Over to you, Pab.
Okay, so I want to say the only game I've finished is 1. I've dabbled in all of them. So much so I don't
know. Are you telling me I'm officially our biggest Halo expert? Because this is a problem. I finished the first 3.
I finished all the first one. I feel like I finished 2 probably. And I probably finished 3, but I couldn't tell you what happens in any of them.
Well, the first 2 were nearly 20 years ago.
Oh, I know.
You're doing about 2 when that came out, weren't you, Pab?
Jeez, exactly. That long ago?
Yeah, they were original old, Xbox.
Halo, yeah.
Wow.
So I watched a 15-minute video on just basically the lore and whatever, so I had a better understanding of what was going on.
You sheepdogged it.
Well, I did that.
I watched the thing and I was just... I still don't know what Halo is.
Yeah, I still didn't 100% have a clue what 100% was going on. But I have a rough grasp of the story. We don't need to talk about the story that much because I don't know how much of it there is from what I've played. I feel like I played about 4, maybe 5 hours now, and this game is amazing. I feel like I had the complete opposite reaction. This game is Halo. Halo combat in what feels like a mix between a Breath of the Wild and a Far Cry world. You initially start off when you have like a what feels like pretty much like a tutorial level kind of thing, and then you kind of get let out onto the Halo sort of thing. I think the open world is going to be the whole loop. Or something like that, and like I said, it just like pops a load of like different little things on your map, and it goes, this is what this is, this is what this is, this is a Spartan core, this is some people who need help, this is a camp. Camps to me shout Far Cry all day. The only difference between like this and Far Cry right now is that Far Cry I don't know if it does it in the new one. I think it does. It lets you like kind of like ping enemies, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, this one doesn't do that. There's no real. Also, Far Cry has like a silent. I like to play Far Cry where I go in silently, use silence weapons, and don't be alerting everybody. I don't think there's silence weapons in this. So you kind of just have to go in guns blazing, which is fine most of the time, and it can make you feel like a proper badass when you pull off some moves, you know, clearing your way through a camp with just enemies running at you. Something else which is a great advantage in this like world, is there is no, you know, get a grappling hook.
Mm-hmm.
And a grapple hook is so good. It feels so good to use it. You can use it to like grapple to ledges, and then sometimes you can just grapple to things and it'll just kind of fling you into the air.
Yeah, like in oh god, Just Cause, I think it is.
Yes, I could. Yes. A little bit of Just Cause as well in that as well. So yeah, it feels very good to do that. I mean, I feel like I'm on. I have just done the second proper mission once you get let out into the open world. That is all I've done in the 5 hours I've played. All I've done is just been going around and just looking around the map. I mentioned Spartan Cores. Spartan Cores are your collectibles sort of things that allow you to upgrade your.
I'm in. It's a collectible.
It's not a collectible like you think. It's not like a.
Yeah.
It's more like it's an upgrade token to let you upgrade your grappling hook or your shields or your like scanner, and they're just dotted around the world. They're on the map. But I feel like there's some things that aren't on the map. You'll just come across things. It's very special. There's something very clear. I like this a lot. I want to play this all the time right now.
Yeah.
It's one of the few games
I am downloading it right now. You've sold it to me.
It's one of the few games I think about and I want to play again. There's not many games that I get where this is what I want to be playing. It's very good. Yeah, there's something to it.
Are you constantly looking for ammo, though? Because that was always the hassle.
Yes and no. I feel like there's plenty of ammo around. I feel like there is, like, ammo crate. Well, you go to a compound, you go to, like, an encampment, there's just ammo everywhere. And if you can't find ammo, there's guns. You're not gonna get to something and go, I've got no bullets in this. Or if you do, you turn around and there's a gun there for you. I've never felt like I'm just running away and just swinging punches at people. There's all different. It's like. I've seen three different types of ammo now as well. So there's like the kinetic ammo, and there's energy ammo, and then there's like some sort of like. I saw one earlier on, it's like a phase beam ammo or something like that. It's something else again. Like a laser energy or something like that. It was strange. So there's multiple different types of weapons. Now I know obviously there was always like the standard like UNSC ammo. Guns, and then there's the Covenant guns. But there's also like a third type now. So yeah, there's not a shortage of guns. I don't feel there is anyway. I feel like I'm just constantly just picking stuff up. I feel like it just wants you to just run and gun.
Is that what you're supposed to do then? Are you supposed to go around and pick up all different guns? Because I just like one gun and I just want to keep that.
The guns that I've got, but I feel like you just have to come to terms with. At some point, you might run out. You know full well where there is that you're not short on guns. I don't feel like you're ever
imagining Anna ignoring gun after gun after gun because she likes the gun in her hand. Yes. So, well, that's got no ammo.
Yeah, but like I say, I've never felt like if I'm running short on ammo, I feel like I'm not a million miles away from like ammo crate things that there are. There's like they're like boxes like. Like an orange tint coming out of them for kinetic ammo and a blue tint coming out of them for energy ammo, and they're normally just dotted around in like bases. Usually there's normally loads of them. It's like I just did a big tower and there's like two or three in there itself, and I'd clear like a pack of enemies out. I'd just go back to it and just get another load, and I'd do it again. I'd clear another area. Okay, I'd go and refill my ammo again. I never really felt like I was short on ammo, ever.
You know what I don't like in it? Driving.
The driving, like I've always said, the driving is It's its own unique thing. It doesn't control like anything else. It doesn't control like a driving game. And I'm wondering whether you could change that in the settings. Because it lets you change all the other controls in the game. So I wonder whether you could change the controls from... So the controls in Halo is like... Right analog stick steers it.
Yeah.
And the left analog stick is the accelerator. So you push it forward and you go, you pull it back, you'll brake or you'll reverse. And it does take some getting used to. Tell you what that works for. Them like ghost ships, like the like hovercraft type vehicles that the enemies have. It works like a dream on them. That is what that is designed. That feels like that's what a vehicle should drive like. I don't know, I've just been driving them a lot. But the it's good. Yeah, I genuinely like this game. I've played, like, say, about 4 or 5 hours, and it's immensely... Oh, I will say, the sound design is phenomenal. The way the guns sound, the way the music is, the way...
The music's always been brilliant in Halo, hasn't it?
The way you shoot a gun, and you're on... Yes, you're right, it is. The way you shoot a gun, like, you shoot a gun in this... And because you're on like this like forest planet sort of thing, like just open world, you hear gunshots just echo around, and it's so cool. It's so cool. I don't know what the default is. So I plugged my Xbox headset in, and it's a bit louder than what I'd normally play it on, but it's that good. It's just so good to just listen to. And like you said, the music is special. Music is so good, and the sound design is something else in this game. It really is. It should win awards for sound design alone.
Maybe I need to try it again then with that knowledge, knowing that I have to change my guns and stuff. But at the time, I was just like forever losing ammo, and then... Like, there's all different kinds of weapons, and I don't understand how they work. And some are auto, and some are like you have to like actually click the button.
But, not single fire, yeah. Yeah, I mean, there are, and you will find guns that you prefer and guns you don't. But you're only going to find out which guns you work better with by experimenting and picking them up and having a go with them. I found that in the multiplayer anyway, definitely.
I was going to say, if you played any of the multiplayer, how's that?
Oh, I did that. I went and played, Capture the Flag, and I captured some flags. That was fun.
Yeah, yeah, Capture the Flag.
I did that.
Captured some flags.
That was fun to do. And then defended it. That was, I've never done things like that, so I don't play games to capture flags and stuff, but I did it that time, and I captured one, so...
You have to watch it next time you go on an adventure, Kev. You'll be stealing, you'll be climbing up flagpoles, stealing them all, and then defending all the guards.
Hey, I did good. I captured some flags.
Excellent.
Yes.
So Halo is now ready to play. So we're going to end the podcast here, and I'm going to go and play Halo for a bit.
I might have a go over the weekend because it's just Game Pass, isn't it? So yeah, why not?
I'm assuming I've not been charged 55 quid again like I was when I downloaded it.
What I think has happened there is... So prior... Anna, did you try and preload this?
Yes.
So preloading was weird for it because effectively they released the multiplayer beta 2 weeks ago, wherever it was. It would just download that and then... Because I almost fell into the same trap. I saw I went onto the campaign, and you go on it, and it's just a button there to buy.
Sign in.
To buy.
Yeah.
It's just a button there to buy. There's no way of... What I had to do was like close the game and kind of like force an update, and it kind of just then went through an update, and it was there. So I feel like that is how that all came about. I feel like you just went into campaign, and then there's just a... There was only a prompt to buy the game.
Yeah, it just says, I went on it, and it says campaign. I went on it. It said sign in, so I signed in. And then I got an email saying, you've been charged. I was like, well, no, I didn't want to do that. I want to play the game because I knew it was on Game Pass, and I didn't know what happened.
So the update only started rolling out.
Got a refund straight away, though.
Yeah, the update only started rolling out about 6 p.m., which is what the thing was. It wasn't physically playable at 6 p.m. I don't feel like, because they were saying like even if you got the disc, you weren't playing it until 6 o'clock at the earliest, because it just wasn't unlocking it. So the updates only started rolling out at 6. So that's probably
what
went
wrong. Yeah, and that was massive as well. The first I had like a 2 gig, and then at the end there was another 17. I was just like, I'm not going to get to play this game today.
Imagine somebody having the disc for this. I can't imagine the circumstances where you end up with the disc. I suppose I might allow that, because I'm just trying to fathom it. If you, no one's spending the extra to buy the Series X for the disc drive and then not getting Game Pass with it. It would be absolute madness. But yeah,
I don't get why people have got the cavemen.
I get why they would have disc drives for third party stuff and things like that, but I can't imagine why you would get a Microsoft first-party game on disc if you've got a £450 console.
Maybe.
You're surely going to get Game Pass with it.
People are collect the, you know, the series. If you've got 1 to 5,
those
already.
Those people are morons.
People do.
But, I mean, I do see what you're saying. Having it on your shelf is all well and good, but surely you could pick that up in a couple of years' time and stick it on your shelf if you're that bothered. I was trying to explain to a friend of mine that Game Pass had Football Manager now and Halo coming and Age of Empires and Forza, and it was like, even if you only bought them individually, that's 4 games that cost the same. Like if they were £30 each, which they're not, that covers the bill. £11 a month, you've got those 4 on their own plus the other several hundred games, whatever, is 100 games. It's, yeah, I think Kev's right here that it would be weird to spend the best part of £500 on a console and then not have Game Pass on it. I saw Mark Bentley shaking his fist at PlayStation Plus because they're offering 50% off for new people and people who renew now. And I was this close to replying. Well, he was like, what about people who've had PlayStation Plus for years? And I was like, well, you should have switched to Game Pass like everybody else should have. You know, it's like, that seems like the no-brainer. Such a good service. I resisted the itch, it would be mean. I am. I'm a very good service.
You resisted because you didn't want to be mean, so you just did it on the podcast instead in front of thousands of people rather than just doing it individually in a message on Twitter. Brilliant.
Yeah, no. At the time, I thought, no, don't start sounding like a console fanboy or something like that. I didn't think he would respond, but I thought, I don't want random PlayStation fans poking me.
Yeah, if we've got any PlayStation fans listening, back off. Sheepdog doesn't want to know.
No, I feel like people here know it came from a nice place. They know me. But I just thought, I don't want to end up with loads of random Sony people attacking me. I'm pretty sure I burnt any bridges we had with them when I was ranting about that refund I needed out of them that they were refusing to give a few years back. I imagine that's probably why we haven't had any PlayStation reviews in a while.
I remember the days when we got The Last of Us like 2 weeks early. And The Last of Us 2 we had to buy.
Early, wasn't it? Yeah, so I know. Three
of us all finished it off of the same disc before it was even out. You ruined that one for all of us, you moron. You should have said I'd have bought your stupid PlayStation Plus just so we could carry on getting our early access freebies.
There's no definite correlation between the two.
I mean, if we looked at a timeline, I imagine there probably is.
If we're going to scratch that itch, Kevin, then there's a good reason we don't get Microsoft games, because you went down a route of rating sheds as whether they're as good as the previous sheds.
Love a good shed.
I got a message telling me they didn't like that. And
well, I don't like them. They're morons.
So, yeah, that's why we burned the big two. Between Kev and I, we've ruined it.
Well, everyone knows Nintendo are best and the other two are scum anyway. So in your face, you pair of scummers. Yeah,
the things Pab says about Nintendo, I feel like we're circling the bowl there as well. I mean, that's a joke, in case you're listening, Nintendo. We love you.
What have I said about Nintendo?
Oh, what haven't you said about Nintendo? You're always waving your OLED about.
I mean, anyway. We are the OLED master race, me and Pabby.
Yep, indeed.
You cavemen on your stupid old antique switches.
You've just misspelled old.
Put an advert in before I drive over there and hit him.
It's time to get your checking account to zero with free checking from PenFed. That's zero ATM fees, zero balance requirements, and zero time spent waiting for your paycheck to direct deposit, because you can receive it up to 2 days early. Open your account with just $25 and see how big zero can be. A Apply online today at PenFed.org/free checking. Early direct deposit eligibility may vary between pay periods and timing of payer's funding. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, insured by NCUA.
Excellent.
Well, the advert, I agree, Anna. It was excellent. Now Pabby has to time it just right so that it's before you say that's excellent. That's your job, Pabby. Make sure you do it properly.
You're staying up late for that one.
Right, what else have you rascals been playing this week then?
What have I been playing?
Let's play guess what Anna's been playing.
Yeah, let's guess.
She already explained how she was waiting for the new Halo game to play, so she bought the two before it to play it. So what else is due out that Anna would have bought to play? Anything?
Anyone want to guess?
You don't even need to put that much thought into it. You just go, what might Anna have played?
I mean, it'd be Fallout or what she talked about last week, or Borderlands, wouldn't it?
Ding, ding, ding!
Leave me alone. So, no. See, you're a little bit wrong, because what I have actually been playing is the Tiny Tina's Assault on Dragon's Keeper Wonderland's one-shot adventure.
Which is based on what franchise? Just remind us all.
Which
those of us who don't know.
Which is the DLC from Borderlands 2, but they've re-bought it out. But they added stuff to it, so I had to go and buy it. Because
it's the money. Yeah.
So, just to check before you go into this, I mean, I haven't played anything this week, but I did do a lot of reading about the Game Awards and all the new games that are coming out. And I saw this, I saw Tiny Tina mentioned, and I was going to ask you on here whether that was something new or whether that was something old being redone. So is that what this is?
No, it's new. No, so what I'm playing now is a DLC from Borderlands 2, so like long time ago. Mm-hmm. And now they're bringing out Tiny Tina's Wonderlands, but it's a full game. So the DLC has spawned a new full game, which I have pre-ordered, which I am getting the Epic loot box on, because I am really, really into Borderlands. And that would be a little bit of money, but we won't talk about that. So this
How much is that going to be?
I don't know.
Kev's weighing up what he needs to counterbalance it with. Is he getting a new car, a new house?
Yeah, I'm thinking if this TV was a bad idea, we could have done the trade with this Borderlands thing.
But I already paid for it. So basically, what they advertised the Wonderlands coming out a few months ago, and then they went, "Hey everybody, we've got this DLC that's like giving you an introduction to the Wonderlands, to what, because basically it's Dungeons and Dragons, but she calls it something and badasses. So yeah, it's just giving you a look into what Wonderlands is. So it's magical, mythical, and all that. And so I've bought this. You can play it if you have Borderlands 2 as DLC, or you can buy it as a standalone on the PS4/5. And this is till Monday, so only till Monday. It's
$3.99. Oh.
Yeah, it's really, really cheap, but only till Monday. So if you got $3.99 knocking around and you want to have a look what Wonderlands is going to be like, here's your thing. It's $3.99. It's just Borderlands fun with it. Like, so obviously I've played the DLC with this. They've added other things into it. So you've got like catapults that when they release, they catapult weapons everywhere. That wasn't in the previous one, so that's kind of cool. And apparently there's like, they've brought in little missions from like the main game into this one. So I guess the one where you shoot Mr. Shooty Face in the face and he falls down a pit, I guess that's going to come up. But it's a couple of hours. I say a couple of hours, but I've been playing it since like 6 and now it's 11 and I've only had an hour away from it. So, and I'm only on like the second area. So it's not a couple of hours, but it just shows people what you can expect when Wonderlands comes out on the 25th of March. So it's not long, and we've got a lot coming out after Christmas. We've got just everything. So here's one of them that you can play in March. So I've played that. Before I was playing this, I went back and started playing, hold on, what was it called? Let's go back. I started playing The Shadow of the Tomb Raider, the definitive edition, because I just wanted something to play. I just wanted I wanted a Nathan Drake, but I didn't want to play Nathan Drake because I've played like the one with Chloe, and I've played that like 3 times. I played all that collection multiple times. I just wanted something that was like that. So I've been playing that.
Which one is this, Anna? It's the one with the mud.
This is the last one. Yeah, with the mud.
Yeah, okay.
I like this one. It's all right. But then I liked all the three, the last reboot anyway. Yeah, they've been excellent. And so I've just been going around. Because with this one, you can, before you like even start the game, you can pick like, so your exploration kind of overview, you can have it where it's like basically shoving your eyes to where you're supposed to go, or you can just completely turn it off and navigate around by yourself. The enemies, you can put them where they're like bullet sponges or one shot kills, because like there is a leopard in here and they are frightening. I do not like the leopards in this because they just are relentless. But you can move it up and down. You can have it where you shoot them 4 or 5 times or shoot them 2 times. So there's a lot of like customization to the Shadow of the Tomb Raider. So I've been playing that. I also the other night put on Persona Royal 5 because I was just like, I didn't know what to do. And Kevin was in the room. I was like, Kevin, help me. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. I really like the game, but I'm very stuck because there was like a big light and I had to shine it and I just didn't know how to do it. Kevin helped me. I got past it, had a big fight. That was good.
Just spend a little bit longer just soaking in the fact that there's a game I have to help you with, because that happens so infrequently. I don't want that to be glossed over as if it's not significant, because it really is. I mean, it's the only game that I can help you with. It's lovely.
Yeah, because I just didn't know what to do. It was like, I was in like a pyramid and I had to open a door, but I didn't know how to get there. I could see the ledge I was supposed to be on. I could see the light. And then I got to the light and I couldn't do anything with it. And Kevin was like, put the things, the gems in the thing. And I'm like, in what things? The things that always goes in the corner. I would never have looked at that corner. Because like within our Persona, as you go down the corridors are littered with just things, like ornaments. And I would have never looked at them and thought, oh, I need to put gems in them. So Kevin helped me, and then I went on my way and got through all that, and it was good. But yeah, Kevin helped me, bless him. He got to help me on one game because, yeah. Did I also talk about Bioshock last week? Because I was playing that, but I haven't gone back to it since. And I also reinstalled. Hold on, which one is it? Hold on. Far Cry 6, I decided to carry on a bit more with that. Because like with Far Cry games, I like to be stealthy. I like to go around with my bow and shoot people in the head. But this one just seems a little bit aggressive. Like everywhere you go, there's like bound to be a helicopter. And I was just like, I can't be dealing with the helicopters. Like literally every like area you go to, a helicopter comes. And I was just like, why? So I upgraded myself. I upgraded the big, because like you have a big pack on your back that's like a weapon, and every time a helicopter came at me, I just shot it down one of them, and it was just like, yes. But then I didn't realize as you level up, the whole map also levels up. Yeah, so places that were like level 3 are now like level 5, and I'm like, yeah, I can't go over there right now because they will kill me. So it's such a big map, that map. Like, you look at it and you think, oh, it's not that bad. But it is so big, like so, so big. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, with that, you can dip in and out because it's not like story beat, story beat, story beat. You can do things in whatever order you want to, which, like, you can go, oh, I need to go and find a rooster to go and fight. Oh, but I'll go over there and go and get that grenade launcher first. It's just one of them games. You can pick and choose wherever you want to go. But, yeah, I like the guy that's in it from Breaking Bad because he doesn't look scary, but I know he's scary. Do you know what I mean? Like, in Breaking Bad, he's all nice and he makes chicken, but then like, you see the other side of him and he's not a very nice man. So, yeah, I want to see how that works out. But that's it. That's all I've played. Now, like, obviously, like I said, I'm playing Borderlands because Borderlands is my favourite. $3.99, people. Can't play it. Can't buy it. It's $3.99. It's Christmas. Treat yourself. But that's me. Bye.
End of the podcast, apparently. Can I just point out, Halo doesn't have a colorblind mode, which is hideous in 2021.
I think it does in accessibility.
What it has is the option to select the icon colors for different character type things, but I don't need the glow around a character to be slightly different colors. I need the fact that it's a guy in a green suit in green woods with brown trees and brown hills, and it's just it's like what is I'm trying to shoot sheep in snow. It's ridiculous.
Sheep in
I feel
snow.
Like there's not that many green enemies.
Okay.
I want to say I feel like there's lots of reds and blues.
Well, red's going to merge straight in with the green. Blue will be fine.
There's lots of I don't know. Also, like I say, like the glow might help you. If there's a certain glow is a different colour, then that might help you. Because a lot of them have like kind of like a glowy shield on them. That might help.
I should experiment. I've not actually started playing it yet. I've just been messing around in the menus. I'm not actually going to sit and play the start of Halo and miss all the music.
Yeah,
with you rascals.
Renting in your ears.
Put on some headphones and enjoy that.
You lot are going to ruin it for me, you monsters. All right, with this podcast.
We're going to ruin what for you?
The Halo music.
Oh, it's very good.
I'm sure it is. I want to listen to it now.
What are you eating?
I've got a cough lozenge.
Right.
It's the only reason I can actually get through the podcast.
No, I appreciate that. But I was like, I have to adjust. It sounds like you're just tucking into a dinner.
No, I have a Bronco Stop cough pastel. Not sponsored, but should be. I'm getting through so many of them. They're soft pastels. It's very odd.
They're soft?
Yeah, they feel like they're gummies. You should be chewing them, but you're not. You're supposed to let them dissolve on your tongue. But then it does stop me coughing for a couple of hours. So I had a coughing fit, and now I've popped one in, and now I'm all right.
You couldn't dissolve one in that 15-minute segment where Anna was talking completely on her own about games.
They take ages to dissolve.
Oh, Anna, stop talking. I'll slip a lozenge.
Well, no, I've not just started it. I'm like three quarters of the way through this bad boy.
Well, Pab, do you have games to talk about, or can I start poking Kev with questions about games that I've been reading about? Cause
I can also briefly tell you I've played a little bit more Pokemon Diamond, and I feel like I was in like some sort of fever dream. So I've started playing football again, and came
in Pokemon.
No. Right. This is preamble. I started playing football again, and I came in and I was absolutely just knackered, and I just lay on my bed and I thought, let's have a quick go on Pokemon, and I literally did something, and the quest was like, the objective was look around this whatever city it is I'm in. And I found this fella who gave me some sort of like tunneling thing. Do you know?
To go into the underground, yeah.
Yeah. And then I just started wandering around this like maze of tunnels, and I couldn't get out. I was like, I don't know how. I'm like, okay, I'll go back. This isn't for now, this. Let me go back to where I was. I just kind of fell in there. So I'm kind of like really tired, like kind of like half kind of like falling asleep kind of thing. And I'm thinking, I just want to get out of this tunnel and save the game. I'm not saving it in this weird tunnel place. I spent 20 minutes just wandering around this tunnel. And then you find someone who wants to
mate,
fight you.
You could have just messaged me and I'd have said, press Y or whatever it is.
There's got to be a button. There's got to be like an exit somewhere. And then I figured it out. Because I was like, go into the menus, go into that little watch thing in the top right. No. And I was like, oh, it's just a button. You just press whatever button it is and it brings up, do you want to exit? I was like, oh, thank God, I'm out. I just turned it off. I was like, okay, we'll worry about that another day.
Quite funny. I when I went down there, I like literally pressed the button to go down there and Kev appeared in my chat. I've been waiting for you to go here for an hour. I've been sat here silently waiting for you to enter the underground. Tell me how it works. And I showed him where all the Pokemon were. And Did you really
underground wait there an hour, Kevin?
Yeah, I maybe, just lurk. Yeah. I was lurking in his stream for an hour today as well. I just like to hear when he talks about me and he doesn't know I'm there.
I always say nice so things. That's probably why you
I'm
like
checking
it.
Up on. You yeah, exactly. Sometimes.
But I don't
you
think
stream
yeah.
at awkward
I
times, don't. Though, Pabby.
Sorry?
You stream
I slip
awkward
into your
times.
Pab.
Yeah. Sheepdog knows
it's funny
I've been
because I looked at the clock today and thought, oh, it's about 9:45. Kev might be. And I clicked refresh. I was like, oh, he's there. And then he was like, I've been here for a while. But no, if you get stuck on stuff like that, message, because especially if it's that simple, I can tell you.
It just didn't make sense. I was like, but that's the thing. That's part of the thing. I was like going, I'm just too tired to even think now. I don't know whether I'm just imagining. Yeah. I'm just stuck in this maze and there's a door there that I'm not seeing. I'm looking straight past it. And I eventually found it in Fenway and just turned it off. And I was like, this is not for today. And then Halo came out and kind of took it.
I feel like I'd got quite far through that. Like, I've got two gyms left to do. But then I realised that I've got two gyms left to do, but I haven't. I'm literally at the bit where the late Guardians become part of the story. There's still the two main, the box legends. And there's about like six other legendaries in the game, if not more. No, I don't know, I can't even remember exactly how many are in it. And I thought if this was a normal Pokemon game, say it was Pokemon Red, I'd probably only be a couple of hours from the end, really, maybe going through the Elite Four and stuff like that. But in this one, I'm not quite sure how far from the end I am. I imagine I'll be playing this for the next few weeks because I'm only replaying it every other stream. But I felt like I made loads of progress the other day. And then I realised that, that I haven't got to any of the story yet, really. But I am loving it. It is very good. And I'm glad you're still playing it. You've completed it now, haven't you, Kev?
Yes, I have.
So why are you still playing it, then?
I'm playing Sword now. That's what I've been playing all week. I never finished that, so I restarted that. Yeah, that was one from, 2 years ago.
Oh, I see.
So I've been playing that, because I did all the gyms, but then didn't bother doing the bit at the end.
A few people in my chat have said they've gone back and played it because you said you were after you played Diamond. It's like they just copied the same process. So that's quite funny.
It's because I'm a social media influencer. What I do, people follow.
So, speaking of social media, I saw the Game Award was on yesterday, but didn't really bother with it. And then today, saw all of the massive amounts of games that are coming out that they announced at this event. And did you lot follow any of it at all?
No.
I saw the Star Wars one, but that was it. The Wonderlands one.
I'll start on the Star Wars one, because I made a note about this, right? Kev, Star Wars game. Thumbs up or...
Is Spock in it?
Well,
for goodness sake.
I was hoping you'd give the raspberry, because I was going to say, what if I tell you it's the next Quantic Dream game? And
that
really surprised me that they're not doing like another story along the line of Detroit and Beyond Two Souls and Heavy Rain. They're doing a Star Wars Eclipse, apparently. And I was like...
I can wait for the next proper game then.
Well, no, but I was genuinely... I'm going through the list and I'm like, oh, Star Wars Eclipse. And then I saw Quantic Dream. So I watched the advert and I thought, the advert doesn't really tell you what type of game it is.
It's weird, isn't it? It's deadly.
It'll be a Quantic Dream game.
Yeah, and that really makes me think, this is going to be... I mean, Star Wars is that kind of thing now where it doesn't necessarily mean it's Darth Vader and people jumping around fighting Yoda, although I think Yoda is in it. I'm intrigued.
For like a second.
Yeah, I'm quite excited to see what they're going to do with this, because if they pull this off, then they're going to get all sorts of contracts, aren't they? We're going to end up with everything, especially if they work with Disney well and they can do a Marvel Quantic Dream game. I feel like this is a gateway opening to more epic Quantic Dream style games.
Well,
they can only make one game every 8 years.
Yeah, but what if they have Disney money behind them?
Unless they can duplicate the man who does it.
I don't know, we'll see what happens. I was impressed that they have, I mean, they've obviously shown they're really good, and if anyone can make Star, I mean, in defense of Star Wars, Mandalorian has been really good on Disney Plus, so I don't feel like, for like everything before that, I could take or leave. I really liked Mandalorian, so I'm like, okay, Quantic Dream making a Star Wars game, I'm on board. If it's rubbish, then I've not lost too much, but I'm excited about that one. I also messaged you earlier because the new game by Rocksteady is the Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League, which is it looks immense. It is Captain Boomerang, Harley Quinn, what's the shark called? King Shark? And another one with a gun. Brainiac has taken over the Justice League, and the Suicide Squad have to kill Brainiac and the Justice League to save the world. And it just looks fantastic. I'm like, what a great story. It's set in Metropolis in the Arkham universe. So it's a sequel to Arkham Knight. It's got all the Batman villains in it. I'm assuming, slight spoiler for Arkham Knight, that Batman is still off, because he kind of goes off at the end of that, doesn't he? But in the advert, the advert was all around them trying to kill the Flash and mocking the Flash for being the worst of the event of the Justice League and the mascot of the Justice League, and that eventually they'll have to beat someone important like Green Lantern or Superman. And I just thought, I'm well excited. I'm like jumping around Metropolis, you know, with an option to be Harley Quinn or all the different people, and in the Suicide Squad, and you're fighting against something impossible like the Flash and Superman, and it's them making it again. It's like one of those, if it's being made by some random, you know, watching. I mean, I don't remember who made the Marvel game, so I'm not calling them some random, but I was excited about the Marvel game, and then it came out and I was like, oh, actually I'm not really fussed about it, whereas I know this is going to be good because it's following the same route as the Arkham games kind of thing. So I'm imagining the kind of storyboard there where I can go, oh, I'll go do the Penguin mission, or I'll go for the Flash bit now, or I'll play a bit of the going and attacking the Green Lantern, whatever. And I'm assuming I can pick and choose what I fancy doing and who I fancy doing it as. And if it follows that, it's going to be fantastic. I'm well excited. But you didn't reply to my message earlier when I asked you. Go on, Pab.
Is this the first time you're hearing of this?
It's the first time I've seen it in that much detail.
Okay.
So I knew they were making another game.
You got announced in 2019.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Crikey. Well, this looks so good.
One, have you heard of Gotham Knights?
I think we talked about it on the podcast, did we not?
Possibly. Where you play
Googling
as...
it.
Yeah, it's a Court of Owls game.
I think we talked about it at one point, but it's not made...
It's not made...
It's made by Warner Brothers, isn't it?
The so Court it's... of Owls is the worst thing in Batman!
I'm glad you said that, because I didn't want to say it and look like a fool if I was wrong, but I stopped reading a lot of their story. What else did I want to talk about? The new Sonic game. Mm-hmm. Was that announced previously? Because I hadn't seen they were making Sonic
new.
Breath of the Wild. I mean, bloody hell.
You don't
hell.
Like Breath
and,
of the Wild anyway, so...
Well, I don't like Zelda.
You're not play it.
I don't like Zelda.
You don't like Zelda?
But I like Sonic. I like Sonic a lot. It was weird, actually. People were saying the first open world Sonic game, and I was like, they're not play Sonic Adventure. That was pretty open world for its time. Mm. I mean, maybe this is open world, but... I do like a Sonic game. Yeah. And I mean, I know it's not really game related, but the Sonic 2 trailer, the Sonic Movie 2 trailer was there, and that looks incredible as well, which was very exciting to see. I wanted to ask whether, and this is more for Anna, Final Fantasy VII Intergrade is coming out on PC next week.
Mm-hmm.
I've obviously got Final Fantasy VII on PS4. I don't think I can get Intergrade on PS4. I didn't finish it on PS4, and I don't ever see me particularly doing it. So I'm kind of like, is it worth me buying it again on PC? And then I'm kind of also wondering collectively whether you think it'll ever be on Game Pass, because it seems like they're giving it to Epic randomly. There's not been an announcement on Microsoft getting it. So
they won't give it to Microsoft, because Sony will have an exclusivity on it, and Epic will have paid them out the nose to get them. To go on
right, because Sony had the exclusivity for a year, was the official rule. So Epic have probably paid for a window.
They'll have updated it again with the Intergrade last year, or this year. Probably, so it'd be
I think that's what this was. I mean, I looked it up, there was articles saying it won't be available on Xbox or anywhere else until December 2021. And then the announcement has been in the Epic store. And I'm kind of wondering whether it's one of those game industry things where Epic got the announcement first to grab all the pre-orders, and then maybe Xbox will say in a week or so, oh, we've got it on Game Pass. Do you know what I mean? If you doubt it, I'll bow to your knowledge.
I think it'll be next year. I reckon, when did Intergrade come out for PS5? That was in the summertime, maybe spring, summer, like this year, I think. So I feel like it's a year from that
Yeah. Okay, so maybe, I mean,
it came out on PS5. So they wanted
Part of me was weighing up whether to get it now anyway, because I was like, well, am I going to really play it? I've got two games on the go already. Do I want to chuck this in? So maybe if I just hold fire till like February, see what happens. But
yeah,
a friend of mine was very excited. What was it? There was something else. They announced a Wonder Woman game, and I don't know what style of game that's going to be. I suppose no one does at this point, but that will be interesting if they again. I want DC games to all just be like the Arkham games, really. I feel like they should just stick to that. But
yeah, we'll I don't know who's making it. Well, that's the thing. We just don't know who's making. Let's have a look.
While you're doing that, I was excited to see. I got confused, right? Because my understanding of the world was that Telltale Games were no more, and that was confirmed because I saw that the dev team that worked on Telltale Games is working on a Star Trek game, and I was like, cool, okay, which is going to be in that sort of style. And then they announced that Telltale are working on an Expanse game, the Expanse being a sci-fi series on Amazon that's really, really freaking good. And I was just like, well, hang on, so what, Telltale, the old Telltale that we know, are now some other company making this Star Trek game, but whoever bought the name Telltale is making Expanse, or are there two? I remember there being two Telltales at one point.
No, so if I remember rightly, Telltale shut down, and then somebody bought the somebody like grouped up the name, and a number of people went back to that who used to work with Telltale. Okay. But I imagine it's probably a splinter team who went off and formed from a group of people who used to work at the original Telltale.
Because I don't want to like buy the Expanse game and find it's just old Kev bought the name Telltale and now he's hacked a game together based on the book he does. Do you know what I mean? Like just some random's doing it.
I'm no random.
Well, how many episodes of the Expanse have you seen?
All of them.
All of them. Really?
Yep.
No. All right. I was going to say, I was absolutely shocked then. It doesn't have Star in the title. That's why I got that element of doubt, because if it was called the Star Expanse, I'd know it met your rule of no stars. But yeah, the fact that it was called the Expanse, that you might have watched it thinking it was about Wastelands or something and then got caught in. So yeah, I mean, that's exciting. Again, it feels like this, I keep assuming that this run of good games I want to play is going to come to an end, and these bloody monsters have just announced a whole, like, I think I worked out 9 games including Legends Arceus coming out in January. That means I'm going to get sore thumbs in 2022 because most of them come out then, and that's not the only games coming out then, but it's a good time to have a decent PC, in my opinion.
The Wonder Woman game, I've got an update for you.
Go on.
It's coming out. Monolith is making it. Do you know what Monolith made?
What did they make?
Shadow of Mordor.
Right, okay.
It's going to be a Nemesis system in it.
That's cool. Do you reckon they're going to be walking around going, Wonder Woman!
I don't think it's not going to be orcs in it, I don't think.
Ranger! You never know, though. They might just have something along those lines. I feel like this has been the night of me just shouting random things. Kev, were you in my chat when I was just shouting Eeyore randomly? I thought I better stop. I said it so many times, the word lost meaning. But I'm not even going to contextualise that for anybody else. Cool. Okay, well, that's good. It's not, because again, I was worried it's going to be some 2-bit operation where sometimes you hear a name and you just think, I'm not playing that. I can't think of any examples right now, so I can't burn any bridges for anyone.
Well, I don't expect it. If it's just being announced, I don't expect it next year.
It'll be a while.
I don't think any of the Suicide Squad's 2023.
Oh, is it really? I thought they said Holidays 22. I thought they said.
It might be. I thought it was 2023. I don't think it was anytime soon.
Again, I'm prepared to be wrong. I'm often wrong. I was excited.
The Night game might be a bit earlier, but. Yeah, I think not anywhere near.
Whenever we'd said, oh, they're doing a Suicide Squad game, I just thought, to be honest, I thought the other film was a bit, it was all right. But then, I've grown to like them quite substantially since then. So whenever it was mentioned previously, I don't think I was particularly fazed at all, but the advert looks so good. I'm well impressed. It's exactly up my street. And I don't think I realised it was Rocksteady either. I thought it was just being made. I didn't ever look into it. So yeah, I'm very excited.
Good.
I was waiting for Kev to just go splendid and then wrap up, but he didn't.
He's in a he's in it. He's
mouthful of sweets.
I was having a little nap.
A bit of mouthful of sweets.
I'm quite tired.
Finishing
I'm ready
his
to have a snooze.
Three course meal that he was glugging
down a minute ago. My lozenge is complete now.
Of course it is.
But now I'm lying back in my chair and I've just dragged the microphone over so I can lie back with my eyes shut and finish the podcast because I'm quite tired. I don't know why I've come over so tired. Podcast.
It's my soothing voice. It's my soothing voice.
Perhaps these cough pastels have got drowsiness in them. Is that a thing? Maybe
could
that's
be.
A thing.
Does it say do not operate machinery on it?
I operate a do not operate machinery rule, full stop. I get calluses on my hands.
It's a wise way to live.
So we will wrap the podcast up there, boys and girls. Otherwise, you'll hear me snoring, and that would be a bad idea. Make sure you follow us on all of the various internet places. You can follow me at Lelujo.
And I'm at Sheepdog6K on everything at the moment, I think.
I'm at Miss Lelujo.
And I'm at Pab1986.
And we will see you next week, boys and girls.
Have a good week.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening, folks.